The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy Friday. It's in the wrong month on my calendar. Shows you where I am. September. It's the first Friday in September. Now, there are two stories that you really need to pay attention to. They're at the top of headlines now, or they should be. One is titled, Mass Murder. Hospitals are unquestionably kidnapping and killing patients with their, I put this in, money-grubbing COVID treatment, in quotes, treatment. We got to watch this. It's a doctor. And she sums up pretty much what we've covered on this program many, many times. The money incentive to kill people is there. They get 13,000, at least it used to be 13, maybe it's more, for a, quote, diagnosis of COVID. And if they get that person forced onto a ventilator, they get another 33,000. There's 50,000 right there, and that doesn't count all the other treatments, all the other drugs, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder what the average COVID patient is worth to a hospital. I would suggest at probably 125,000 to 150,000 if you factor all this in. And there's another one right below it. French doctors show how the Pfizer vaccine destroys normally healthy blood activity. You've got to look at this. We've seen pictures before, and some of you listening right now know somebody, maybe you happen to be one, who has a dark field microscope and you've watched live blood in people who have been vaxxed, and it doesn't take long. It's almost as if the electronics of this. And there's a big part of this that has to do with electricity and charges and all that. It's almost as if the charges in the blood have been dropped or changed. And you see these enormous agglutinations of blood cells. Look like a freight train. They're all like quarters, just stuck to each other. And that's not going to cut it. These people who are getting this shot are in real serious trouble, as we all know. So those two stories and many more going up in a little while. Do pay attention to headlines. Even if you don't read the stories, at least read the headlines. That will give you a working knowledge of what's happened. And then you choose the ones you want. Read them, share them. Please send them around. New essay in words by David Icke on video. Different faces, same cult. Excellent. Paul Craig Roberts, whose initials are PCR, interestingly enough, says in his title, latest essay, never has an alleged vaccine killed and injured so many. Well, you're a really good writer, Paul Craig Roberts, but this is old news. And I'm not sure what the date on this was, but yeah, you can't repeat this too often because people who are watching MSNBC and the others and thinking they're informed are legion out there. So let's get right to it. We're going to spend the first hour with the stars, so to speak. Now, what? Stop that laughing. Let's see. See? I had some. I've got it. Here it is. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Madeline, tell us how you are.
I'm doing great. That's very clever. That's very clever. Very, very clever. Yes, very good.
I went to the university. I'm not dumb.
Yeah, that's right. We got educated when there was education.
Anyway,
crazy.
Welcome. Madeline Gerwick is here on the first Friday of each month, as you know. You're fans of hers. You wouldn't be listening right now, many of you. And she is she's an all-round astrologer. She's economics, geology, geography, sociology, psychology. She reads things very, very interestingly. And you've got a few things tonight. I'm telling you, I've said it before, things are getting worse by the day. Do you see it that way?
It's very, very challenging, yes. And this month continues to be very challenging. Now, last month I talked to you about the cycle of Eris square Pluto, which actually came in range, I think, in July, was in range all of August, and is in range all of September, and peaks yet again in October, and stays in range the entire month of October and most of November.
You know, people are saying October, they're expecting bad things in October.
Well, they could very well get them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Eris square Pluto is a cycle associated with war and chaos. And, of course, last month, the Taliban exhibited or expressed this particular cycle in major way. And, of course, we also see this cycle being expressed via the protests all over the world, Australia, Italy, U.S., U.K., I don't know, are there any countries where they're not protesting? I'm not sure.
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for it.
I don't know.
A lot of people out in the streets, but not here.
Yep.
Not here.
Well, we see them in smaller groups, but yeah, it's not like that in the big giant ones.
We have a right to go out and demonstrate and to assemble. The Germans don't, and yet over 4 million went out in the streets a week and a half ago.
Yeah,
a week ago.
Yeah, so they're hot to trot on it too.
Yeah, did you hear, Madeline? Any of the programs recently where we've been talking about people who are reporting now, that, and they're very anti-vax, they're dedicated, they're over my dead body, anti-vax,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting these thoughts in their head, why don't you just go ahead and take the shot? It won't hurt you, and everything's going to be easier for you, and this is mass mind control.
Right?
No, they're doing this. This is EMF, and they're using the cell grid and other things. You've heard it too, then. Interesting.
Well, one of your listeners called me to tell me that he experienced the same thing in Arkansas, and it was recent, and he knew about the technology, and he said there were two patents, and one of them was silent subliminal presentation, which is the one that probably people who are having the thoughts are getting, and then the other one was the voice, the skull, where they hear a message.
Well, that's been around for 35 years, so I would suggest that it's something rather like the former, and you don't hear it. It's just there.
No, you don't hear it. It's just, yeah. And he said he experienced a feeling of euphoria after he had the thought.
See? And I did too. It happened to me about a little over a week ago.
Yep. Yeah, and he's, of course, he knew that it was mind control because he's, you know, aware of all this stuff, right? But, yeah. You know, and this guy lives kind of in the middle of nowhere. And he said the only thing close enough to him to broadcast something like that was a cell tower. And the actual broad, I think he said it was a broadcast TV signal, but he's not close enough to a regular broadcast TV signal for it to come to him that way in the middle of virtually nowhere. So he said he thought it must have come through the cell tower. So that was kind of interesting.
Oh, I agree. The whole grid is there. It's a mesh all across the country.
Right.
They could use it with ease. And the idea that they are accompanying this message that you theoretically think is your own thought with a feel-good thing is very clever.
Right. Yeah.
That could be a little jolt of a little release of dopamine, something. But it was right with it. It wasn't like 5 minutes later. It was just, here's
no,
a thought,
right,
and that
after,
thought.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
enhanced with something, like a little reward. It was just bizarre.
Yeah, they're getting pretty tricky. And the other thing that's happening that's really intense as well is this, what I would call an illness or health issue. So this is Chiron exactly squared at Hades. Now, those two have very tight ranges. So there's a maximum of 1 degree for them to be effective in this cycle. So, but they're within that 1 degree, and they're about maybe 20 minutes apart right now. And, you know, so this is another suggestion that the battle, you see, Eris and square Pluto represents the battle, and it's the battle over the health autonomy, basically, and, you know, being forced to take a, you know, some type of vaccine or wear a mask or anything, you know, social distance, et cetera. So we have going on quite a lot, and I'll try and run down these as quickly as I can. Right now, one of the things that's challenging is that we have a cycle associated with confusion and deception, which we were just speaking about. And this cycle is Mars opposite Neptune. So now this can be a situation where you are being deceived, or it can also be a situation where you have a whole bunch of different options in front of you and you don't know which one to choose. So those are both possibilities. And of course, on the macro level, it's basically the deception situation, which we just, you know, basically mentioned with that mind control. But at the same time that that's going on, we have another cycle. And let me just mention here that that deception cycle is in range from August 22nd through September 12th, and it peaked yesterday. And also that cycle is associated with flooding. And, of course, you saw what happened to New York and New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very interesting that, you know, Greg Braden used to talk about how the Earth is always sort of rebalancing itself when it gets too much stress from humans, and it'll have things like hurricanes or fires or volcanoes or earthquakes or whatever to release the negative energies we put on it. So I can only think that New York and New Jersey had put in a lot of negative energy create that much flooding. Now, the other cycle that's going on with Mars right now, and this actually came in range August 26th, it's actually associated with transforming your motivations, which then changes your actions. Now, this cycle is the nicer cycle that is also associated with rage. So you are seeing people being nice about their rage in the streets, you know, around the country. They're not burning things down, you know, like the BLM did. But, you know, it's obvious that they're not too happy. So that's very interesting timing for this. But one of the things that this may be compounding in terms of if you're confused about which path to take or which direction to go, that sort of thing, this cycle might be compounding it, because even though it's a good cycle, it's your motivations are changing, which may be one of the reasons why you can't decide which way to go, you know, because you don't know which path you are most wanting to follow. And so this
you're
one...
You're not talking about gender identification, are you?
Not
I'm joking.
That specifically. But of course it could relate in some way for somebody.
No, I get the message. I understand.
It came in August 26th. It's going to peak on Monday the 6th. Stays in range through the 16th.
What if it doesn't like what it sees when it peaks?
Well,
that was another joke.
the other problem, or should I say the other way this can express, is it actually makes it easy for people to leave the planet. So you may be seeing a lot of transitioning going on.
Are you talking about an increase in suicides?
Not necessarily just that, but that is a possibility. I mean, it could also be
people are saying,
I'm old, I don't need this anymore. I mean, maybe I guarantee it.
And I'll tell you another group that's going to check out. I'm sorry to say it, but a lot of millennials, especially those who have had myocarditis. They've got 4 or 5 years left, maybe, and they have to take it easy. Their heart's been damaged.
Yep.
This is going to lead to a lot of people leaving the planet, checking out. Older people, younger people. Seriously, it's going to be a minor epidemic.
So that is a possibility. And we have to keep in mind that we don't know. Possibly we might get the bedbeds, and people who have had myocarditis and things of that sort may be able to cure that. And cure the vaccine with that, with the med bed. But we'll see. Now, amidst all this confusion, we do have a very good cycle, which is very helpful. This one is what I call just the facts, ma'am, or facts matter. And this is Mercury trine Saturn. And this is a great cycle in terms of discernment, getting the facts straight, and really knowing that things are logistically correct, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good planning cycle. And it should help people to spot lies. So I'm very hopeful people will notice when the MSM is lying to them now. And it can also help people to decipher which opportunity will work out the best for them. Now, this cycle peaks tomorrow on September 4th. It's in range from August 30th through September 10th. So at least we have a little more time when this is helpful, and that's really good. Now, the other thing that's going on this month that is really weird, I've never seen anything that looked like this before, but... And, of course, there's nothing about this month that looks normal. you know, all the war energy and all of that. But this is unexpected actions from leaders or changes in leaders. And it really is weird because September 6th we're having a new moon. And at the new moon, the sun and moon are together in Virgo. And they are exactly trying to 1 minute of their of Uranus, the planet that is associated with making changes. Now, the trine helps it to be easy. But so this is suggesting that there could be changes in leadership and over the next couple of weeks, you know, because the new moon kind of has a flavor going on for at least a week to 2 weeks. Now, whether or not they make those changes, it can also show up as leaders making radical changes. Or in this case, because the moon's in with it too, it could be people becoming radicalized and making changes that, you know, like I forget the guy, the colonel in the Marines had said, okay, you know, I'm resigning my commission. Yeah, I only have 3 years left to get my retirement. I'm leaving it behind. You know, that's a radical choice, you see. But that's what he felt like he had to do in order to be in integrity with himself. And so that's an example of what I'm talking about, that you can have people making radical choices or radical changes or taking very unusual actions that you wouldn't expect somebody to take. So that could be a leader, it could be yourself, and it can also be a good time to do something completely different. So my suggestion, considering what we're looking at, is that, you know, if you don't have any way to protect yourself, now might be a good time to find a way to do that.
You think?
Could be a good thing to, yeah, I think so. So that might be your radical action, you see, that you normally wouldn't take, if you follow what I'm saying here.
Yeah, sure.
So that first one came in range. That's the Sun trine Uranus. It came in range on August 30th. It's going to peak September 6th. A lot of things peak on September 6th, which is the new moon. It's going to stay in range through September 13th. So now that's the one where it's easy to make a change, you know, and you could have leaders changing. Now, that doesn't necessarily just mean a president or even senators or congressmen. That can be leaders throughout any political or business spectrum. So it could be all kinds of different leaders that may change. So now we have a harder one coming up at the end of the month, September 19th through the 23rd. This is Sun Sesca Quadrate Uranus. And that one is going to be entrenched changes, which might not resolve over the next 3 months. And the reason it's going to be 3 months is it's going to be very close to exact on September 22nd when we have the fall equinox, and that predicts what's happening for the next 3 months. So this is going to be with us for quite a while. It's not just this month. You might wish it would be this month. But this is
a very unjoyous and unfestive Christmas holiday season.
Well, I'm hoping that it will resolve before the winter solstice, which is a few days before Christmas.
Right.
The war situation does not get out of range until just right before Thanksgiving. So it could be better by Thanksgiving is what I'm quite hoping, but we'll see how it plays.
All right. Okay. Hold on, Madeline. Would you, 1 second, while we ponder this, I've got to take a break to thank our sponsors. And a lot of you have been ordering Bio Superfood recently. I think you're really going to be very happy about that, too. It's another great product. All right. Back in just a minute with Madeline Gerwick. Okay, back with Madeline Gerwick. Didn't you like that? Tell us, Madeline, how you are.
That was brilliant.
No. You don't have to go that far. It was just kind of
the twinkle. Yeah, that was brilliant. Okay, now we got to get on to some important stuff here.
I'm sitting down. Go to it. Yeah.
Okay. We got to talk about financial chaos. That's one of the key things that's coming up in the new moon on September 6th. Now, it could be other forms of internal chaos as well, but the financial chaos looks very, very highlighted.
All right, excuse me. Hold on. Give me a window. Are we talking about on September 6th for one day? Are we talking about
no,
a period?
I mean, a period, yeah. Mm-hmm. is actually starting this week. And my best guess of why this, and this is shown by Eris conjunct the ascendant, very close to the ascendant of the new moon chart for Washington, D.C., opposite Venus. Venus and Eris both square to Pluto up in the 10th house. So now, this is showing us, I think, a situation which just happened recently where Saudi Arabia and Russia made an agreement. And so after Afghanistan went down so badly, and I have to say I imagine that was planned that way because it's too stupid to be stupid, obviously. After that went down so badly, you see, the U.S. lost a lot of credibility with other countries, and especially countries that rely on us for protection. So Saudi Arabia, which has had a protection agreement with the U.S. for, I don't know, since the 70s, early 70s, I think, they basically had this agreement so that we would protect them militarily, and in return, they would charge or sell all of their oil in U.S. dollars so that there would always be this demand for U.S. dollars. It was called the petrodollar. Well, now that Russia is going to be their protector, that means that the U.S. dollar does not have the same level of demand for other countries that it used to have. So they'll be able to sell their oil in euros or whatever, whatever they want to sell it in. You know, they don't have to sell it in U.S. dollars anymore. And so that right there will devalue the dollar.
But you don't see the dollar. You do not see the dollar collapsing or crashing. You see the dollar perhaps becoming a member or part of, say, a group of four or five currencies that kind of rule the world together?
Okay, now that's a different question. That's more of the IMF situation.
Right,
but
right. I don't want to derail you, so go ahead and finish your other topic.
Well, let me just finish what is happening to just the U.S. dollar with this set of cycles. So the other set of cycle that is happening, Venus trine Jupiter, and this is happening at the same time. These are both happening together. This is a cycle that's associated with printing a lot of money, typically when Congress has passed some big bill, you know, this $3.5 trillion bill that they're trying to get passed and haven't managed. So both of those situations together will devalue the dollar, you know, times two, meaning that it'll be devalued from the printing internally, and it'll be devalued by other countries not wanting to deal with U.S. dollars because they don't have to. So you got devaluation of the U.S. dollar going on in two ways. Now, I just want to mention something here so that people can prepare themselves. Because at the end of this year, especially beginning in early December, we hit the same problem again, only this time it'll be Venus square Eris and conjunct Pluto. And then Venus is going to go retrograde in late December, I think around the 19th, and then it's going to do those two cycles twice more. So I'm just trying to get people to understand.
Are we in a cosmic rut here? Why twice more? That's unusual, isn't it?
Well, because it's going to retrograde. So it passes the square to Eris. It passes the conjunction to Pluto by maybe 1 degree. And then it goes back. It retrogrades back. It moves backwards over the conjunction, over the square again, you see. And then when it goes forward, it goes forward over the square again and forward over the conjunction. So this is going to last from, like, December through, like, February or something like that. So I'm just trying to give people a warning. You might not see the devaluation of the dollar as strongly right this minute. But by the end of the year and the beginning of next year, you should really see it. So, you know, I'm just wanting to highlight this because it's a big deal. And people, if you can, you know, spend a little bit of money each month on silver or gold. And, I mean, right now, silver is like $30 for a 1 ounce coin. You can even get it for less than that, you know, $29, $28, depending on where you go. And I just would recommend that you think about getting some either every week, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, whatever your budget will allow, so that you can have some way to protect yourself financially. And that might be your best Christmas present to get somebody, is to buy them some silver coins. I definitely want people to be thinking about this on a regular basis.
Along with a few cases of your favorite baked beans.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Yep.
You can't
maybe
eat
a good flashlight too.
Or gold. That too. There's a whole checklist of things that people should be getting, and this is a good idea though. Put some value away if you can afford
it. Yeah.
Gold's not gonna go down. It's gonna stay right about where it is, and they'll play with it a little.
And both of them will go up. Both of them could go up by a significant amount at the end of the year, you see, when this Venus hits this sort of pothole again, you see. Mm-hmm. And so it might happen right away, but people start getting antsy when people are out in the streets. Investors don't like that kind of stuff. And they start selling, and then the dollar goes down, and then gold and silver go up. So they might have some control over it now, but it won't last forever. And definitely by the end of the year, it could start to make some big jump.
See if this plugs into your astrological game board here. The electric grid is becoming increasingly vulnerable to catastrophic failure. Now, we've been warning everybody about this for a long time. A year ago last November is when I started, because that's when the DHS warned all Americans to be prepared to be without electricity for 6 months or longer. Now, here's another story today.
And Uranus rules electricity. So those cycles I mentioned earlier about changes in leadership could also apply to challenges with especially the Sun sesquiquadrate Uranus that's going to be basically impacting us for 3 months. That one could be problems with the power grid on and off, or, you know, not necessarily the whole thing at once, but I mean, just you could see sections of it go down. So, yeah, that does fit in with some of this stuff. Now,
that was a big word you used that you've never used here before.
What's that?
Susquehanna. Susquehanna. Wasn't that it?
Sesquiquadrate.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's 135 degree aspect. It's very challenging. It's the most fixed parts of the zodiac. It's very challenging. It doesn't resolve easily. It's very, very entrenched. Very challenging. Now, the other things, I know we're going to run out of time here, so I want to move on. The other things that are going on this month, we have Venus squaring Saturn and opposing Uranus. This is so handy, you know. So first you have what appears to be less money than what you need, and then you have unexpected expenses. Now, I want to mention here that this can show up in multiple ways. One of the ways that you may end up having less money than or revenue in your business is that you may experience supply disruptions. Venus can represent supplies, so not just money, but supplies. And if you're a business that sells something, like a product, a physical product, and you can't get that physical product, then your revenue is going to be less. And then you may have unexpected expenses associated with not being able to get it. You have to bring them in some faster way or some more expensive way just to get it, and so on. So it could be a situation like that. Mm-hmm. But it also can suggest that there can be challenges with relationships. And so, I have to mention this, But frequently the challenges are because of the money. So, you know, and that is not the only thing that's happening, and that, but it's one of the problems. And at the same time, we've got the Sun sesquiquadrate Saturn, so there's challenges there, and Venus sesquiquadrate Neptune. So these cycles are in range September 12th through the 16th and the 14th through the 17th. So they're not there long, but they're challenging in terms of trying to resolve something. So it's possible this is related to Congress passing a budget or your own budget. It's not resolving easily, that sort of thing. And the other thing that happens with this is the unexpected expenses show up between the 17th and the 28th, and they peak on the 23rd. So just in time for the full moon is when you're seeing these unexpected expenses. It's kind of rough that way, too.
Sounds now, like everything is ganging up on us.
Yes, that is, yes, that's a good way to put it. It's like the perfect storm, you know. And so you got supply line issues, or potentially that for sure. And you got financial chaos. And to top all of this off, on September 10th, we're going to have, Mercury is going to go into what we call the shadow of its retrograde, meaning blue communications, or you better slow down or you're going to be making mistakes. Because Mercury's going to go retrograde on September 27th. So between the 10th and the 27th, that's when you're the most likely to try and, oh, we're going to outrun Mercury retrograde. No, you're not. Don't even try it. After you get to the 10th, you better slow down and double check all the details. Double-check your emails. Double-check whatever details you work with and make sure they're correct. Because if you don't, you're going to end up having to fix them next month when it goes retrograde. And the most best way to use Mercury retrograde is to catch up. Well, it's really hard to catch up if you have to fix everything that where you made all these mistakes during this two-week period, you see. So it's better to slow down, double or triple check your details, make sure your car is in working order. If you got funny sounds happening with the car, get it fixed right away. Don't wait till Mercury retrograde. It'll take you twice as long, maybe three times as long to get it fixed, because everybody will be getting their cars fixed then.
Funny sounds.
Funny sounds, like, you know,
yeah,
things that you
car,
don't normally hear, right?
Yes. My car started right. laughing. It was making funny sounds. It started laughing a week and a half ago. It blew the head gasket.
No.
$3,800.
$3,800. Oh, my God. That's terrible. That is terrible.
So it's still sitting in the garage waiting for Dad to save up the money to come and get it.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, funny
That's
sounds.
Horrible.
No joke.
Yeah.
This is better.
Yep,
if you've got
bad.
A problem. And here's another one. If you need dental work, get it done.
Yeah. Yep, that's another one. Yes, get your dental work done while you still have dentists, because we don't know how many of them will live after taking the vaccine. So,
that's right.
And that's also true of your people who do teeth cleaning, you know, the dental hygienist. So.
Well, see, there's a problem, because if they're vaxxed, either the dentist or the hygienist, they're going to blow stuff. They're going to spike you right down into that chair. So what do? You ask them? I would. They don't have to disclose. But if they've been vaxxed, I'm not going in there. I'll figure something else out. I'll have to.
Yeah.
Either that, or I'll ask them to wear two masks. And I don't know. There are things you can do. Ozonate the room before and after. No joke. And some dentists are very, very hip on ozone. They get it. They understand. But
well,
you have
take
a right
your extra
to go
NAC.
In there. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, go on.
So anyways, we also have Mercury. So it goes retrograde on the 27th. It stays retrograde through October 18th. So not only do we have that crazy Eris square Pluto peaking for the last time on October 9th, but we're in the middle of Mercury retrograde as well, which is not exactly great because there's a lot of mistakes made, a lot of miscommunications and so forth. So it's a very rough period, shall we say, with Mercury being retrograde, you know, at that time. So, but it will move backwards, not quite as far back as to the trine to Saturn, but it gets close enough to be in range, which should be helpful in terms of helping people with discernment. And I'm really hoping people will be discerning. And there's also a lot of talk about COVID between October 13th and the 23rd. So we'll see. It could be that more truth will be coming out at that time. I mean, there's lots of truth out there right now, but it doesn't seem to make it to the mainstream. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Now, I want to talk about, I guess I should mention the full moon. Yes, I should mention the full moon real quickly here. What's really weird about the full moon, and that's on September 20th, we get this really bizarre situation where Eris is again right at the ascendant, right at the very beginning of the chart, square to Pluto, opposite Mercury this time instead of opposite Venus. So the war chaos piece is very, very strong in the U.S. charts for the new and full moon in September. And it's not a great deal better in October, but I don't think we have time to get into that. But so there is just a really, you know, rough situation going on in terms of, you know, the whole month looks very challenging in terms of, then this could just be partly because Afghanistan's going to start beheading our people, or, you know, it could be other things like that, but it could also be that a lot of people are standing up and protesting by saying, no, I'm not complying, you know, and that is actually one of the best things to do, and there's plenty of support for that. Now, 2 days after the full moon, and the full moon's on September 20th, 2 days after that is the fall equinox on September 22nd. Now, here's where I first see the first potential of military showing up. And this, I want to just explain quickly that the fall equinox is a chart that gives us sort of a heads up about what's happening for the next 3 months until the winter solstice, which occurs a few days before Christmas. So this chart is whatever the cycles are that occur in this chart, they're basically playing out for the next 3 months. And one of the things that's really unusual about this chart is that as the sun moves into Libra, and that's what triggers the chart, is the sun moves into the sign of Libra, and that's just why it's called the fall equinox. That's the first day of fall or autumn. And it meets up with Mars right away, and neither of these planets are strong in Libra. In fact, they're both weak. Sun and Mars are both weak in the sign of Libra. But they're both trine to Saturn. Now, Saturn's in the sign of Aquarius, where it's strong, but it's retrograde, which is somewhat weakened. But nevertheless, Mars and Saturn often represent a military situation. And this would be a military situation that's behind a leader. The sun represents leaders. So that's the first time that I see any evidence of the military stepping in and possibly taking action to restore the republic. Now, it's pretty rough in other terms. So, and that fall equinox is at 3:22 p.m. Eastern time on September 22nd, and that's for Washington, D.C., which is the capital at the moment. So
that's a very interesting statement.
really know, right? I mean, D.C. is not really part of the U.S. and it's had some pretty bad things happen there, so we'll see what happens in the future. I don't know. It's very weird. Okay, so Venus, this is the also where Venus opposite Uranus and square Saturn is suggesting that there could be problems with the U.S. Treasury bonds. Now, remember I was talking a little bit earlier about how the U.S. dollar is devaluing, and it doesn't take that long now for people to figure this stuff out. If there is a $3.5 trillion bill passed in Congress, everybody's going to know that the Fed has to print it, you see. So it doesn't take people that long to figure out, oops, the U.S. dollar is not going to be worth much longer.
Right.
And, you know, the Russia-Saudi Arabia thing, although it's trying to be kept quiet, is not going to stay quiet for long. So that is also happening at the same time that Pluto's in the first house and is square to Eris. So this whole month, we've got this war chaos thing going on, and then we've got what looks like the treasury bonds starting to fail. And also, Mercury is trining Jupiter, trying to tell the truth, but square to Pluto, where it's having trouble revealing the secrets. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in terms of getting this sort of action to deliver what we want. Now, one of the things that's interesting about this fall equinox chart is that the moon is conjunct Eris, and of course they're both square to Pluto. So you may see a lot more action at the end of the month with the public getting out there and protesting. So, and I do want to remind people very quickly that the 2022 printed Good Timing Guides are in stock now. And if they visit my, and that's at PolarisBusinessGuides.com, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business spelled regular, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com. And if you visit my other site, MoneyIsAnEnergyGame.com, you can listen to some of the interviews that we've been doing lately about that book and pick up some great tips on creating more prosperity with your energy. Okay?
All right. I like it. It's a positive way to end the hour. There's just, honestly, an overwhelming number of things going on which are pulling most people in 20 different directions simultaneously.
Yep.
It's not easy. It's really
not
difficult.
Easy.
And
no.
I would just say this. There's a story going up in headlines in a little while. Don't quit your job. What is your life worth? Huh? Is it worth your job? Hell no. Do not quit your job. Don't sign anything. Make your boss fire you and sign nothing that says anything to the contrary. You will get unemployment. That's the least they are.
That's right. You'll at least get unemployment that way. And I would like to invite my listeners to email Free Washington, F-R-E-E, Washington, spelled out, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, at protonmail.com.
Okay.
And if they will ask to get on their email list, they can get weekly information updates from their meetings, so they can find out what the information is and resources that our Free Washington group puts out. And it's really very valuable, and they have great tips for how to handle all those different things. So I hope people will do that. And Free Washington at protonmail.com.
Okay, and now the phone number.
860 for Polaris. 877.
If somebody wants to talk to you and set up a special arrangement to sit down on the phone with Madeline Gerwick, what's the phone number?
Yeah, I got a toll-free phone number. 877-524-8300. 877-524-8300.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the update. There's a lot going on.
Yep.
If you have any emergencies that you want to pass along, let me know. You know, later on in the month, we'll make some room for you. But this is
okay.
This is really not looking all that pleasant, is it?
Not for a while. Yeah, we got rough spots ahead of us. That's for sure.
Okay. Thank you, Madeline. Thank you.
You take care. Stay safe.
Okay. You too. Good night.
All right.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Madeline Gerwick. All right. We'll be right back. Hang on.